Then Sugriv heard the story of the calamity that had befallen the Raghu princes at Panchavati, and how Ram's heart was breaking with the ache of separation from Sita. Deeply touched, Sugriv tried to console Ram.
I have heard everything from Lakshman. Lay aside all doubts and fears. We shall surely discover Sita, wherever she may be concealed, and that soon. My companions and I noticed a Rakshasa carrying a weeping lady and speeding fast across the sky. She was crying, O Ram, O Lakshman. She too noticed us, and removing her sash, she tied up in it her jewels and threw down the little bundle. We picked it up and have kept it. See if the jewels are Sita's.
On hearing this, Ram excitedly shouted, Fetch the bundle! Please fetch it, fast! They brought it from the cave, and when Ram saw the sash, he was beside himself with grief. The little bundle brought before his eyes the suffering of Sita at the hands of the Rakshasa. He closed his eyes and told Lakshman to untie the bundle and examine the jewels. Lakshman did so and said, Indeed, these are Sita's anklets. There is no doubt that they are hers. Often have I seen them while lying my head before her feet in worship. The others I am not familiar with, never having presumed to look closely at them. Ram took all the jewels in his hands and pressed them one by one to his eyes, saying, They must have fallen on the soft grass, and so they are intact. Then, grief giving place to rage, he said, Death's gates are wide open to receive the Rakshasa. Soon he will be destroyed with all his people. Seeing Ram's grief and wrath, Sugriv became somewhat anxious. Though their mutual friendship and help had been pledged in the presence of the sacred fire, Sugriv was concerned over the question of priorities. Sugriv's heart went to Ram in his suffering. Indeed, he himself knew what it was to lose a kingdom and a wife. But then, first things must come first. He must first approach the subject guardedly and not seem to place his own affairs before Ram's. That might jeopardize their newborn friendship. But it was not purely selfish to say that he, as king of Kishkinda and lord of his tribe, would be a far more serviceable ally than he could be as a fugitive. Besides, if he launched on the enterprise of finding Sita when Vali was still king of the Vanaras, one could not guess what Vali's course may be. So there could be no doubt that the first move in the enterprise must be to secure the resources of the Vanara kingdom by killing Vali and placing himself on the throne. This alone would bring success to Ram as well as himself. But realizing Ram's state of mind, he resolved to act with circumspection and said,
I do not know the strength or the dwelling place of this wicked Rakshasa. We do not know where he has taken Sita and where he keeps her hidden. Still, I promise you solemnly, wherever Sita may be, I shall find her and her captor and find ways of destroying him and recovering her. You will kill the wicked Rakshasa and win glory. Do not despair or yield to grief. That weakens the spirit. Look at me. Like you, I have lost my wife. I have been turned out of my kingdom and disgraced. And yet, I control my sorrow and keep my courage up. If I, just a mere monkey, can do this, it should be far easier for you. If sorrow overwhelms, one becomes helpless and can do nothing. Therefore, my friend, I beg of you to control grief.
Mm-hmm. These words of Sugriv made an impression on Ram's heart. He wiped the tears off his eyes and embraced Sugriv. He overcame the sadness that possessed him at the sight of Sita's jewels, recovered his fortitude and self-control, and said, "Sugriv, your friendship is dear to me. I shall follow your advice. Think out when and how we should begin the search for Sita. I shall make your cause mine and place you on the throne of Kishkinda. And I, who say this, have never uttered a vain or false word in my life, and never will. Tell me frankly how I can bring you relief. I shall do it." Sugriv and his ministers were overjoyed to hear Ram's words. They were convinced that soon their troubles would end, and Sugriv would once again become king of the Vanaras.